You are listening to the Self-Help Psychic Podcast with your host, Tabitha Stitt. I am a psychic medium, licensed school teacher, and I am here to provide you with messages from the universe, spirit, source, whatever you'd like to call this higher guiding power. Your soul's purpose is here happening right now. Are you aligned or misaligned? This podcast is going to help you discover everything you're meant to be and beyond.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. It's so nice to have you here.
Thank you. I'm so glad I was able to get a spot. Like, everyone's probably had one. I thought, I'm just going to try it. And then I got one and I was like, yes.
Oh yeah. No, I'm so glad that you did. Yeah. It filled up like within a few hours, but yeah, it was so, it's wonderful to have you here. So welcome.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I love your background that you picked. That's awesome.
Thank you. This is actually where I go hiking. So I took this picture.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. I was going to say, it seems a little different than like the normal Zoom selection. Uh-huh. So I'm like, that place enjoys your presence being there when you're there. I can feel that. Good. So do you have any questions as far as any certain areas of your life you want to look into? Do you want it to be open-ended? How do you want to work your session?
I think I want it to be open-ended because usually when I drive the direction, it's not really, I don't get a lot of information. And so when I let it happen, I get things I never thought were even in my awareness. So I would rather it just be open-ended. I think it works better.
I love the way that you just explained that. That's perfect. Okay. If you do think of a question, jump right in. You're totally fine. You won't be interrupting me. I know my eyes will be closed, but you can jump in at any point. Okay, we'll go ahead and get started, Mandy. So feel free to jot down notes. This is being recorded, and I've got my timer going, but we can always go over a couple minutes because I know I chat at the beginning. So all right. So I'm going to go ahead and close my eyes and get tapped in. And I do ask to receive messages for you, Mandy, and always for the highest good. Okay. So it's interesting because I know that as the self-help psychic, I focus more on personal development and things that are going on in your life, which also happens to do with relationships as well. Now, I want to say right off the bat, I'm not saying this is a relationship like a romantic one. I'm actually thinking about a relationship with family, okay? And the person that seems to be presenting themselves or coming through with a message is about your dad. And it's interesting because I was like hesitant to say all of that for some reason. Now, whether he's here or he has moved on, whether he's in the physical earth or if he's, in the ethers and in the realm. For some reason, I want to talk about him just briefly. I don't think this will be too long. And it's interesting because I'm seeing him, I don't know if he actually wore this or not, but this could just be part of his personality. I'm seeing him wearing like a Hawaiian shirt of some sort, or it appears to be Hawaiian. It's like buttoned up. And there's something about his arms, which is interesting. I'm like, why am I being shown his arms? And it's almost like there's this, most men are hairy, I would say, but there's something about like his arms being hairy. And I feel like him wrapping his arms around you very, very tightly and pulling you in and squeezing you, like squeezing you so hard. Almost like you're like, okay, dad, that's enough. But I just feel like he's wanting to wrap his arms around you. And as I talk about this, I feel like emotions are coming up. Okay. And again, he could still be here or on the other side where he's passed on, but I just feel like he's wanting to wrap his arms around you very, very tightly. And as he does that, I feel like he's, instead of it being like low around your waist, I feel like it's up, up around your chest and your neck, and he's just holding you tight. And I feel like that's important to know, that as well. And so, as he does that, he's just embracing you. He's proud of you. And maybe this isn't something that, I'm feeling like two different things, like he would tell you, but then maybe he's just wanting to tell you again. And that energy just comes in strong for you now, Mandy, because I feel like there's it's important to have that love from your fa from your father and your dad. It's important to have that. And so, and I feel like that's kind of segueing into the next message for you as well. There's something about this masculinity, okay, showing up in your life. And I feel like this is now kind of transitioning into more about you and your life. And there's this masculinity, and I wonder what that's about. So, of course, it's not 50-50, but even as women, we have both masculine and feminine, and with the men as well. There's something about bringing in that aspect of masculinity, and I know I keep repeating myself, so I'm going to ask Spirit what this is all about. This is about putting your ideas to work, okay? Putting your ideas to work. Now, I feel like as I'm tapping into you, I know that you are a go-getter. You maybe you're similar to me, like maybe a perfectionist a little bit, and I feel like that's a good thing. That's part of who we are. That's part of why we like to design the things that we like to design. And as I talk about design, I'm like tapping into like your space, your energy, like your environment, like you love, I don't know personally, but Spirit's wanting you to know this information. Like you love how things are set up as far as your environment, your home environment. You'd be someone, I don't know, maybe we have a lot of similarities. You'd be someone that goes to the store and you're like, okay, nope, that will, and you think about like how things will look and feel, and you're about the energy of the space. And so Spirit's encouraging you to put your ideas to work. Okay. So I'm wondering what this means, which is very interesting because I know that you work. I know that you are a go-getter, you're a hard worker. But there's something brewing, perhaps. Like I'm seeing like bubbles, like symbolically in your mind, and you're like, okay, I've got this idea. And it feels like almost as if you're curating things. Okay. So you're maybe you've never thought to use that word or not, but I feel like you're curating things and you're putting them in place. And this could even be like an online design aspect as well. It could be a blending of both the physical reality as well as the digital reality, I guess is the way we can put it. And I feel like both of those go hand in hand because you need one to help the other, which is interesting. So they actually work simultaneously with one another. Usually we think that the digital helps create the physical, but there's something about the physical reality helps create the digital as well. I don't know what that means, but Spirit's wanting you to know that, Mandy. And so as you think about, I'm bringing in the infinity symbol as well. Okay, so I know I work with that a little bit, but there's something about like as below, as above, so below. And so like the energy that you're putting out will come to you as well. I just spoke with someone about this the other day, and I just learned about this. But the law of compensation, we learn about like the law of attraction, but the law of compensation is coming in as well. And so as you put forth your effort, you will receive in return, but it could show up in different ways, like it could show up in a fun relationship. It could show up in a new adventure. Like I'm seeing you going on some sort of like fantastic adventure somewhere. Like even, I'm wanting to say like Italy, but somewhere very exotic. Okay, so that word exotic is coming to me. So instead of being paid in cash per se, which you will and you do, but there's certain energies where we put that out, and then in return we receive a different format other than money. So again, it could be the relationship, the experience, the trip. So how's your like blending all of these different aspects together? Spirit is working on your behalf. And I'm also being reminded of a time where I received a reading from a psychic medium. And this is when I was looking for a home. And I had, I had different thoughts, and I wanted to make sure I made the right decision. And Spirit's bringing this up because this could be something you're dealing with as well. Making sure we want to make sure we're making the right decision. And so Spirit's saying that you're actually being given options. Okay. So think of it that way. So think of it like it's not just one correct decision. Okay. This could be an adventure. So you're being provided fun options and different opportunities for you to pick from. So it's like, I'm seeing like this hand of cards being spread out, and it's like no matter what you pick, it's all going to be a fantastic hand that you lay down. Okay. So I don't know if you know much about cards or not. I don't really a whole lot, but I know a little bit. But spirit's saying no matter what card you decide or what card you pick symbolically, that whatever you put down, you're going to win. Okay. You're a winner. And that's all that matters. So it's not like, even if you were to lay down the number two, it's still going to win because it's just like all the other players on here, all the other players, these opportunities, these people, these experiences, it's all for you. Okay. It's all for you and it all lines up. So it's almost like this saying, like, you can't go wrong. You can only go right. Okay. Even in those moments of, and I'm not saying that everything's going to be always fantastic and always chipper and always cheerful, because we have to have those balances of a little bit of sadness or a little bit of struggle, because in a way that's like, it's like the energy helps you build your momentum, okay, no matter what that energy is. And it helps you build your character, it helps you build your strength. So even in those moments of like feeling like, oh my gosh, this sucks, or I'm sad, that too helps you as well. Okay. Now it's probably not going to feel like that in that moment, but in the long run, it's like we're being put here on earth to have, people see it as different ways. Like we're here to learn. We're here to have an experience. We're here to just be joyful. We're here, there's all different perspectives on why the hell we're here. But spirit's saying this is going to build your character. And you'll be able to use those moments to help others as well. So, and as I talk about helping others, Mandy, I'm seeing like this little girl. At least it feels like a little girl, could just be more of a feminine energy. And I feel like she's looking up to you, but it's funny because, like, or it's interesting because you're looking up to her as well, even though you're looking physically down. But I feel like, again, that infinity symbol comes in. Okay. So, I'm trying to, I don't. No, I'm trying to think, like, I don't know if you have any children or not, but I feel like whether this little girl is in your immediate family or if this is, it's interesting because I want to say young sister, but that wouldn't really make much logical sense. I don't know, maybe, but I feel like a sister could be like, maybe she's from, like, she came into this lifetime from a past lifetime where she was your sister. Okay, so that's an interesting thing to think about. But anyway, it's like there's just something special here. And so what you have to learn, you're going to be able to teach her, is kind of what the message is. And this is a wonderful feeling to know that what we learn we'll be able to give to others and to offer others. And that spark of joy or that spark of energy will then be transferred over to not only just this young lady that I'm thinking of, but also oh, my alarm's going off. Here, right? But also just others that you interact with as well. Okay, and so let me just come to I know that this is the ending, so let me see, or the ending of this reading, but not the ending. Let me see where spirit would like to offer you a final message, just to kind of it's interesting. I imagine like a fun like witch on her broom, like zoom, I'm out of here, like to offer you this fun like message right now. She's like, okay, let's go. Which maybe that's part of the message, which is interesting because it's something about Halloween. I personally love Halloween, but there's something really special there. It's like it's very similar to the spirit of Christmas, or but it's like the spirit of Halloween as well. There's something really fun there, and you can take it to another level as far as learning about what Halloween really is about in other cultures as well, and what that looks like to them as far as like the veil gets thinner. Halloween in other countries is especially Mexico, from my understanding, is that this is a time for them to connect with their loved ones. Okay. And so I think here in America, I think you're in America, that, we've kind of, I don't know, there's this thing like it's from Hocus Pocus, where they talk about the candy company. It's like, oh, what is Halloween really about? So I feel like this message here for you, Mandy, is once Halloween comes around, to see it as a fun spirit, but also to think about like what is the deeper meaning behind that, and perhaps connecting with loved ones as well, and putting on a fun mask that you relate to and that you would like to take on in more ways than one. And so that's something that you can look forward to. But yeah, okay, lots of good fun messages. I feel like I love how you said, let's just keep it open-ended, because I'm like, okay, we kind of hit on lots of different things here.
Yeah, so this is like, again, not something I expected, but when you were talking about my dad, I had bought all the boys in my family Hawaiian shirts. So that, and he still wears it from time to time. So that's really funny. And then, yeah, something about like wrapping his arms around me tightly. I just lost my cat of 18 and a half years about a year ago, and I think it really bothered, it hurt him a lot that I had to go through that. So yeah, that seems right what you were talking about. And I often wonder if he's really proud of me, because I feel like I'm the burden child of my family at times, because I've always needed their help, or I've always been sick, and you just don't really feel like you're making them proud at times, even if like they, I don't know, say little things, like you get that energy, right? So that's he's here. He's not in spirit. He's here. So that's good to know, because I don't know if he would always say that. And then masculinity. So I've been working really hard on my feminine side, because I have led my life with my masculine. Worked well. It has really caused me a lot of problems, a lot of health issues, and a lot of stress. And so, that's interesting that you're saying to bring that back in, but like, and you gave me a certain way to do it. So that's really helpful. Because I get kind of scared that I'm going to go back into that cycle that was unhealthy. And so, that little bit of information is really amazing. And like putting my ideas to work, I have so many ideas. Like, I'm such a creative person. So, I love that. And you're not the first person to tell me that I have multiple choices in my life, that I just one, and it doesn't matter. It will either come together, they'll all kind of bounce together, or that it'll all work out great. And that has been so hard for me to make that decision, because I sit there and I agonize. I do the research, like, what would it, and because there have been things I've picked that haven't worked out, and they've been a very big waste. So that's really good to hear again, because I need to be reminded of that. The law of compensation. So that kind of goes into that, like, what I put in will come out. I'm concerned that, like, I have worked my life for other people, and I don't really get what comes out of that. And so my goal is to kind of work for myself now. And I love that you said that like what I put in will come out. So that's really encouraging. And the fact that it may not even be money, so that's amazing too. Like, I love that. Like, it could be anything. And then the things that could come back could be relationship or like exotic travel. So I used to love to travel, and I used to travel all the time, but I was kind of using it as a way to escape my stressful life. And I haven't traveled much in the last few years. So my next goal would be to do like something exotic, like you said, something like going to Egypt, or to Glastonbury, or something. That those things kind of really excite me, and they seem fun. And then the little girl looking up to me. So I don't have a sister, and I have all nephews. So I'm wondering if it was past life. Like, that makes sense. That feels right. I don't know. I've always wanted a sister or a brother, like, so that's, I love that. I love that you came up with that because I mean that I would have never thought about anything like that. And for me, like I want to pass on something amazing to someone. And so that feels like that connects well. And then Halloween is my favorite holiday. It's my favorite holiday. And I used to really go all out and do like costume contests and everything. And I just really haven't celebrated in the last decade. It's just there's just been other things going on, or the situation I was in, and the hours I worked and those kinds of things. So yeah, maybe, and I've kind of just left it alone, and I'm kind of sad about it, but I just kind of have walked away from it. But I'm glad that you've mentioned to like look into the history of it and the meaning, because maybe that'll re-spark my creative side, which is the side that I have the most fun with, and putting on the mask. So it's interesting. I didn't know this, but a lot of my life I wore masks to function in public. And I would be very drained when I would come back home. And I just blamed it on my health issues. And so I'm realizing that it was because I was wearing masks around people to kind of hide who I really was, or what was really going on with me. And I love that you said put a fun mask on. So I just love I this is an amazing reading. Like I love all the things that you touched on because they all feel right. They all feel pertinent to what I need to hear. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you so much for like taking the time to tell me all of that. And I just feel like I want to tell you like you're this beautiful spirit, like both inside and out, and I really mean that. And I just feel like I'm not sure exactly what you've been going through or what you have gone through, but I can feel that it feels like deep and dense. But I feel like you are now like you're out of that, okay? Like you're coming out of that. That's still your story though, right? That's still part of your story. But I feel like it's interesting because I'm not sure if you're into like tarot or anything like that. But so there's like the tower card where like hell breaks loose. But then right after that is the sun and the stars and the moon. And everything is just uplifting and now everything's looking up. So, as far as like feeling any particular way about like, you mentioned the word burdensome and that kind of I believe that's the word that you mentioned earlier, but I feel like, like you're here for a very special reason. And that's a very dense feeling to hold in your heart. And so spirit's encouraging you to, maybe ask or pray or, offer that out into the ethers and out to the light and, and welcome in this new spirit that you have of yours. I feel like you're coming out and this feels really good, like you're as I say coming out, I'm like just envisioning you like coming out of this like the earth and you're like, okay, I'm renewed. All right. Like I'm facing the world in a different way. I'm still me. I still have my story, but I have a new energy and it just feels really good to me for that, for you, Mandy. And yeah, I mean, you have so much to look forward to. So, yeah, keep that in mind. Okay. Yeah. And I know that you will, but, you and I have very, I feel like we're very similar.
Yeah.
So yeah. But thank you so much for, I just feel like I could keep going on and on because this is such a great connection. But I know that I feel like we'll connect again in the near future. And maybe this way or a different way. But yeah, so thank you for being here. And yeah, I'm excited for you and your future. And keep going back to where you're going because that feels beautiful there, like as far as like the woods, Mother Nature, and it's very healing.
Yeah, it is. And that's why I keep having the pictures up because it just feels natural. It's yeah, like I've felt a lot of my life I haven't been a natural person, or I don't look natural, I don't act natural. And it's because, like you said, I am special. And so when I'm in nature, that's my natural. Like, that's what brings me back to earth. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Yes, very much so. I agree with you. Yep, Mother Nature.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Well, thank you, Mandy. Yeah, this is very special. So, we will touch base, I'm sure soon. I will email you this so you'll have a copy of it. And feel free to reach out to me anytime, okay?
Okay, awesome.
Okay, there you have it. Wasn't that pretty interesting? I've actually never given her a reading before. So if you are interested in receiving a reading as well, I am offering currently a 7-minute sample reading where you too, just like Mandy, can receive insight into your future, into the current situation. You can ask questions, you can keep it open-ended. Head to my website, tabithastitt.com, or you can also use the selfhelppsychic.com, and I'll connect with you soon. And so it is.